Unit 1. Cross-cultural experience. Speaker 1.
My name is Nisha Tasneem. I'm a second-year biology student at the UBC Okanagan campus, and I'm from Dhaka, which is the capital city of Bangladesh. I picked the Okanagan campus for two reasons. First, I thought that I would be fascinated by the landscape and the nature of Canada. With studying abroad, I also wanted to make the most of my education. Second, there is a great community on the Okanagan campus where you can study in small groups. I spent a lot of time volunteering within my community with organizations such as the Food Bank. International students bring a lot of energy and diversity to the campus. We want to share our experience, our culture, our language, and our food. The more I spend time with people from all over the world, the more I realize that we are all not so different from each other.
Speaker 2.
My name's Connor Clarence. I'm a fifth-year international business and marketing student at the Sodders School of Business. I play rugby for the UBC Sodderbirds, and I was an exchange student twice, once to Taiwan and once to Hong Kong. Because of my experiences in other countries, I am now able to look at my life from a different perspective. If you want to be successful in business, it is important that you are open and welcoming to other cultures. Make sure that you value them. I have learned that from my two exchanges and through interacting with other students from all over the world.
Speaker 3.
My name is Julia Halipchuk, and I'm a fifth-year engineering student here at UBC Okanagan. My specialty is constructional engineering. My experience with international students has been awesome. In class, I work together with three international students from South America. They all come from very different social backgrounds and very different cultural backgrounds as well. Because of my experiences with them, I decided to travel to South America, where I worked with a volunteer organization in Bolivia. There is so much more in the world to see than I had originally thought.